So your gaffer wasn't at all worried about you having diabetes?
No, Dennis, the actual boss where I worked, he was actually a diabetic himself, and he was, very supportive to helping me and to help me keep my license, which, as I say, I cope very well with it. And they just said, have a yearly license and a yearly medical, and that's how it stands, the way it is, or that's how they've left it now.
So how did you cope when you got your license back?
Very well, actually. I had no problems at all. I was doing Italy, Greece, driving down there, away for weeks on end, and I had enough food in my truck to cope with it. I had a fridge to keep my insulin in, and I didn't see any problems at all anywhere. I could get food quite regularly at truck stops or service stations, and also had my own cooker and fridge and everything, and it didn't, there was no trouble. So as long as I could cope with my job or round it with diabetes, I didn't see any problems at all.
How did you cope with the time changes across Europe?
It was not a problem really, because like Spain, Italy or France or Belgium, it was only an hour's difference. Like, I mean, there's only Greece, I would say, which is 4 hours difference. But anywhere else seemed to, it's not a problem really. As I say, I learnt a few languages along the way. Not fluent, but I can get by on them, I would say my favourite or my best sort of language is German, really, but which is self-taught, really, just listening to people, and I get by and cope, get on with everybody and don't seem to have any problems, really.
It sounds as though your cab was quite luxurious even back in 1987, if you had a fridge and a cooker.
I wouldn't say luxurious. I would probably say enough to cope with and to get on with the job, really, which is it's just a working caravan, really. That's the way we look at it. Like, I call it, we're all the same. We're steering wheel attendants, but in them days, we all used to cope and help each other, And somebody broke down, or an English lad broke down in Italy or Spain with a puncture or something, we'd all help change a tyre, and